This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I'm on a grass kick this week. Eyelash grass won't replace a manicured lawn, but it sure attracts butterflies. That's what the University of Minnesota Extension says. Blue gramma grass, which sounds funny itself, is a native grass that goes by a few other names, including eyelash, mosquito, and caterpillar grass, because of its golden sails at the tip of its stems. Extension horticulturist Mary Meyer says this is one tough, short grass. It's drought-tolerant and can grow with very little rainfall or supplemental water. It also provides food for more than a dozen butterfly species as well as wildlife. Blue gramma foliage is blue-green, a grayish color that is often associated with dryland plants. The flowers are distinctive and make it an easy plant to identify. I have pictures on gardenbite.com. The flowers resemble eyelashes with the florets along one side, packed tightly together in 1 to 3 inches. Growing usually 6 inches to 2 feet, this is a good plant to use in median strips along a sidewalk or street, in rock gardens, on septic berms, or sunny areas. Because blue gramma grass grows so slowly, it can be used as a low-maintenance lawn in drier locations. I have pics and more information on gardenbite.com. Meyer says she and a colleague counted 13 different kinds of butterfly larvae feeding on blue gramma, including many skippers. Grasshoppers and wild turkeys also feed on blue gramma, and bison love it too, although I'm pretty sure they're not going to be strolling your neighborhood, although I do know a Garden Bite listener who does have bison right across the road from her. Pretty cool. Several birds have been noted as feeding on blue gramma seed, including grassland sparrows and wrens. Check out my website. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.